groups you've been in. You've had a lot of influence over the hard rock bands that came after you. I mean, are there groups that you're especially proud that you inspired, or on the flip side, are there groups that you just don't want to take credit for?
God, actually, someone just asked me that same question about the groups you don't want to take credit for. You know about the bands. Well, their question was, we know about the bands that you've influenced, but are there bands that you wish you didn't influence?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'd rather that they were influenced by, you know, either the Misfits or Sandine or Danzig than by Journey or Foreigner. I mean, that's why I started this. It's like a war, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's still a war, because I still see the same label mentality, you know, when something comes, you know, they try to find something that they can make money off of, you know, kind of like what MTV has done with punk and turned into this pop, like, safe, happy, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Non-menacing thing. Punk is supposed to be dangerous, you know what I mean? Attitude, that's what punk is, it's the attitude. And so, yeah, I mean, I would rather that they would be influenced by, you know, stuff I did than by some of the softer stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually talked to Marky Ramone about the whole, what passes for punk nowadays, you know? I mean, what how do you feel about that when you see, like, the Good Charlotte?
There is no punk.
Say again?
The attitude, there is no punk. There is no, you know, when someone on MTV calls Avril Lavigne punk, you know that there is no punk. That's not punk, okay? And if someone thinks that's punk, then someone doesn't know what punk is, you know what I mean? That's not punk.